Who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. When the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up as a cherub. In his step and in his son. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes around.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to get right into part three of the message of the Great Red Dragon. We're glad to have you in here. Call a friend and tell them the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on WWCR 5070, beginning right now at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be in here until 9 Eastern. And we invite you to call a friend on our behalf and tell them that we've got a very important, we believe, a timely message for the hour. Have you ever noticed that within the last 10 years especially, well, let's say since the Gulf War invasion in the 90s, the early 90s, with George Bush at the helm, now we've got George Jr., and we are back in Iraq trying to secure, ladies and gentlemen, these are the purposes. There are threefold purposes for us being at war. The most important that fulfills the mission of the New World Order, and ladies and gentlemen, all nations are now made to participate. And all nations that refuse to do so will be held accountable to the wrath of what we describe as the Great Red Dragon. That's part three coming up. Now, tell them that we're on WWCR. This is the Cadillac of the shortwave radio industry. Has the number one programming schedule on the air around the world 24/7, going out into all of the world to actually, this is a miracle channel, if you will, to inform the things that are concealed that therefore will be revealed. And this is one of the ways are the ways of getting information timely to the people that sit in darkness. And ladies and gentlemen, how great in the light of the Illuminati agenda, the common people are under fear, ignorance, and superstition at the expense of their own demise. So then, knowledge, which is a saving factor, the Bible said we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and therefore knowledge is valuable. So then the messages that are being brought to you on the Shepherd's Call, this timely message of the Great Red Dragon. Now, who is the 10-nation alignment that is spoke about in the European theater with all of the nations having to bow or follow the example of the 10-nation alignment that we talked about under the control of the Great Red Dragon? Now, we've mentioned China in the last two episodes as I believe that the New World Order is actually grooming China, or if some, as some say, the political analysts say, the China card will be played in a few years down the road. Now, it's inevitable that the Great Red Dragon of Red China, then they are the dragon country, but the true dragon, I've told you, is in Rome, where the 10-nation alignment under the Federal Alliance of the Roman Empire, the revived Holy Roman Empire, that the Bible says will come up and rear its head in the last days and will rule the nations with a rod of iron. And one of the things that they are to promote is death, hell, and the grave. Why? Because most of the think tanks, or the people that do the thinking for the New World Order, has done, agreed unanimously, that there must be wars to control the expanding, expendable filth, the poor people, the righteous people, the ones that are unaware of the conspiracies that are actually going on beneath their nose, and they can't even find out that what is going on with all of the fear tactics being used in the last days, orchestrated, arranged, and blamed on sinister sources that don't even exist. You see, these tactics have worked well in World War I, World War II, and enter into the theater or the arena of time, the beginning of the final phase of the New World Order plan for implementation, that they would have to inflict fear upon the masses in order to control. Now, to refine that down to a few words, is to rule through fear. Now, listen to what the Bible says about conspiracies. This is in the book of Matthew, or in the book of Isaiah, rather, chapter 8. You are not to say it is a conspiracy in regard to all these people that call it a conspiracy, and you are not to fear what they fear, or to be in dread. Now, who is the masterminds of conspiracies? Now, we've had them going on because of the age of media exchange. In other words, we get instantaneous news from anywhere in the world. If it's not CNN, it's ABC. If it's not ABC, it's Fox, and so on and so forth. And that is true around the world with the positioning of the birds that fly in the air, that tell a tale. Remember, the Bible says that the birds that fly, could it have been talking about the satellite systems of communication? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they who rule over us are now in the act of producing conspiracies in regard to keeping the people at fear. But listen to what the Bible says. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. Now, that's a law of the Creator, who has the best source of media transitioning the living word, if you will, into the heart of man. or to whom he has revealed to them that only fear him. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, we have been taught here in the last 30 or 40 years, especially, that we are to take the allegiance and the acknowledgement and the worship and, if you will, the spreading of the fear of the Creator among the peoples of the earth. We are told now that it is unlawful for us to pray, to teach a Creator in school, or have our senators in Congress do the acknowledging because the laws of church and state separation and constitutions of the governments, with this vain excuse, they now have, if you will, destroyed, killed Almighty Creator's influence in the hearts of the people, and now we're taught to fear the unknown. We're taught to fear a conspiracy, somebody about to take over the world, and things of this nature that you hear nonstop, a fear-selling extravaganza, if you will, that is being deployed by those who have fear. But he said, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. Now, isn't that wonderful? That we have something mighty to look forward to, that there is no power outside ourselves. And the Bible says, indeed, that fear has torment. And torment could only come up in those who know the Creator and turn to the weak and beggarly elements of this conspiracy contingency that is a continuing right to this hour. Now we're being made to know that we have, as the Bible says, and this is done, been revealed. Remember, there's nothing concealed. In Matthew chapter 24, there shall be wars and rumors of wars. Well, what are we in? We're in wars. What are we in war for? Is it a rich man's war to control the fossil fuels, mainly oil? Are we there to rob the area of the Middle East of all its natural resources? Who embedded all of this oil and then prophesied that there would be wars to calm it? Did you know that the Bible talks about in the book of Genesis that the foot of Asher will be dipped in oil, and that when Abraham set out the bondwoman, that she was sitting on a deposit of oil so valuable, she wasn't aware at that time because she was weeping, only with a loaf of bread and a bottle of water and the bare necessities to survive on a hostile desert environment. But the promise to her and the Ishmaelites by the code keys of the eternal Creator who gave Ishmael and his seed an eternal blessing along with the sword that would stay in his house with the riches of potential of the feet of Ishmael being dipped in oil. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the nations that are oil starved or oil hungry, and this is the fuel that turns the wheels of society based upon a fossil fuel elements being fed into the machinery of the corporations and these big corporations, oil corporations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, mineral corporations and things of this nature that feed off of this gigantic body of oil that is beneath the treasures of the sands of the Ishmaelites. That's why we're there, ladies and gentlemen. We're there to inflict fear up on the masses through media control, and I'm going to get into an area tonight that'll tell you who's in charge of media fear tactics that is working well. Now, we just had this week a tremendous explosion or explosions in the pool in London, England. And now, of course, we're blaming it on Osama bin Laden that is operating out of a bleak, barren mountain terrain where he is in charge through his cell phone contacts to orchestrate and coordinate a series of successful bombings that it would take probably the governments of the countries involved itself to pull off such a stunt. And I'm not suggesting that Great Britain is behind the bombing in London, England. But it could be this conspiracy to inflict fear and those things that go with a successful conspiracy to rule the earth. Now, who would want to do that? Remember, Satan comes to rule the earth with a rod of iron. Now, would not his children do the works of their father? In Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, the Father asks us not to fear because we're more valuable than sparrows because they cannot kill the soul. But ladies and gentlemen, they can destroy the body. They can plan wars. They can produce rumors that will inflict fear. In the last days, the number one social cancer among the people is fear. Now, let me repeat that. The number one social cancer among the inhabitants of the earth in all nations now through media exchange. Now, we're getting a storm off of Florida, just hit Florida. Actually, this is the largest storm to hit in the area that it's hitting in around the Gulf of Mexico on the coast of Florida and Alabama, coming straight up into the breadbasket, if you will, of the interior belly of the United States. We're now having these storms that are inflicting so many millions to billions of dollars in damage. People are not even having their roofs replaced. When one storm comes, and before they can rebuild, another takes its place. Remember, the Bible said that the waves of the sea will be roaring, and that men's heart will fail them for fear of looking on those things that come up. Did the Messiah know that media exchange, instantaneous news reports from anywhere around the earth, in any nation, they have instantaneous reports of the damage? And this helps in the conspiracy of fear. But he says, you are not to fear what they fear. There is an elite that has brought about the conditions of the last days of fear. Now, let me show you what fear will do to you in a natural sense. Now, we're talking about psychological impact of inducement, subliminally suggesting, if you will. Everything in the news is negative. Have you ever noticed that everything is promoted or to promote fear among the populations of the earth? Well, here's what fear of the supernatural will do. Now, this is not a natural, but this is supernatural. And the guards who were guarding the tomb, when the angels appeared for fear of him, as they saw the angel, they became like dead men. Now, ladies and gentlemen, fear is an awesome consequence to the physical, mental, and spiritual body. Now listen to this. There is a people upon earth noted in Scripture that was masters of inflicting fear through violence or fear through retaliation, as we read in John 7:13, yet no one was speaking openly of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in the New Testament. Yahweh, the Creator, no one was speaking openly of Him for fear of the Jews. Can you believe that? That the Jews have perfected the art of causing you to fear and to drop or to hide or to cover your testimony about a living Savior? Did you know today that it's almost against the law in any public place to openly express your faith in a living Savior? No one was speaking openly of Him for fear of the Jews. John 12:42. Nevertheless, many even of the rulers believed in Him. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess Him for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue. Now, I told you the consequences of being put out of the synagogue. You would not only lose your position in the church, that's what this was, but you would lose your position and property in Israel, because the Pharisees, who rule openly and rule by fear, they had this tactic, this fear tactic, down to a science 2,000 years ago. Is it any wonder that today that the media exchanging satellite, and television, radio, movies, newspaper, any written material has to go through and by these same people? Nevertheless, they would not confess Him for fear. John 19:38. Then after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of the Messiah. And Pilate granted permission, and so he took away His body. For fear of the Jews, he would not confess Him. Joseph of Arimathea. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know now that most of the acknowledgement of a Creator is in now so restricted in a public arena? And if you go to these bell box churches and listen in the pulpit of the 501(c)(3) agenda, you won't hear them say one offending word because of a fear of the retaliation of the power of the elite Illuminati who rule the world through fear. No wonder we are in fear in the last days. But listen to Luke 1:74. The promise was to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve our Creator without fear. Fear not Him that can kill the body, but fear Him who can kill both body and soul. Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving out one of the most, if not the most important elements of our worship, and that is to speak the truth without fear. You know, a lot of people tell me, buddy, you are a very, very brave man to preach like you do. It's not bravery. I have no bravery. I have an anointing. And when he gets upon my body, I have no fear. Now, when the anointing leaves, I am just a normal person with a lot of fear and apprehensions about what I have said. But what I have said is based upon the Spirit and the merits of truth. It stands upon its own legs, and it walks across the earth in the Spirit and meets the heart of those who seek the mercy of the one they are to fear that can kill both soul and body. And for that cause, the prophets of old spoke. Men of like passion. Oh, Elijah was afraid of Jezebel, a woman. And he ran and he hid. And he dug a hole and he got in a cave and he did all of these necessary things through normal, natural context of fear. But when the great, still, small voice came into his heart as he sat in the cave, trembling with fear of the natural, the supernatural strength of all of the holy Shekinah come upon him, and he spoke with boldness as he headed for the top of Mount Carmel for a showdown. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order has not planned a perfect conspiracy to rule the earth. They have, as the giant of Goliath, as he stood before the little David, with his small sling of five smooth stones, F-A-I-T-H, as he came against the giant that climbed to the top of Iron Mountain and ruled the earth with a rod of iron. And it's prophetic that the great prophetic council came from a place in the state of New York where they concluded at Iron Mountain, New York, that peace would be something that we as a people could not deal with. Now, let me repeat that. They concluded that an era of peace would bring about the purpose, expressively an express purpose, of actually doing away with the governments that control and have enslaved us in a time of peace, that governments would no longer be needed to rule the people. And therefore, that report at Iron Mountain was suppressed and never, in a broad sense, got published to all of the fearful people who are still fearful and ignorant and superstitious of all of the things that are coming down. Since 9/11, we have basically in America. And now, watch what happens in Great Britain. Watch them follow quickly with laws to tighten the cracks that these terrorists fall through and are managing to get deep into the subterranean tunnels and plant these bombs when there's thousands upon thousands of cameras. And they'll never find, they may blame it on someone through a conspiracy, as they did 9/11. But ladies and gentlemen, there was no official investigation outside the United States government approval. Oh, yes, we had Senate hearing committees. and congressional investigations, but these are a joke. Our own Senate and Congress is in the pocket of someone that is hell-bent on ruling the earth in the last days. Money. Follow the money. I told you that the love of money is the root of all evil, and to find evil, follow the money trail. And when you find the money, jerk up the money tree by its roots, and you will find those who promote fear and have been around thousands of years to be experts on how to control people through fear. Suppression of truth. They would not confess him for fear. Therefore, do not fear them, for there's nothing concealed that will not be revealed. Do you believe that somewhere down the road that the conspiracy of the New World Order to rule the earth with a rod of iron, with Satan and the fallen angels sitting at the top of the pyramid in person, live upon the earth, one of the greatest things that will ever be announced to the earth will be that we are not alone. Coming up soon to a neighborhood television, radio station, or a movie channel near you. We are now being set up to expect saviors to come in and save us. Oh, you mean the world, Pastor Buddy, is in such a mess that it's going to take someone outside our on earth, buying disaster control. Now, let me repeat that. Buying into the fear of disaster control. We are now surrendering all of our personal rights to a system that it says is going to protect us from who? We never find them. We never catch them. It is a conspiracy. And you are not to fear what they fear, or to be in dread of it, according to the 8th chapter and the 13th verse of the book of Isaiah. You are not to fear them in regard to these people that call it a conspiracy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that on the shortwaves and on the radio channels and on the television channels that we have the disinformationists that are hard or paid handsomely as a reward of the little bit of truth that they can bring about that there is a conspiracy. Some are even allowed into these areas of the people, very people, that are promoting a new world order. And then they say they live to get out of it. It is because that they are hired or paid or rewarded for the disinformation that they bring, because there has to be enough of the revelation of the conspiracy to make you fear it. Did you know that the opium of the people today to be controlled is fear? Have no fear of them, the Bible says. Now, buying into those who are able to control disasters. Well, we've got FEMA in the United States now. They're on the job, they say. And ladies and gentlemen, did you know that through bureaucracy and foot dragging, that go down and ask the people last year in the same locations that suffered the losses of their homes, ask them if there's any work or progression being done to restore their property. Some people are still got tarps strapped across their houses as the winds are howling today, right now, at this very moment, where they're still suffering from the damage that they had done to them last year. Is it a conspiracy? Are we buying into the fear control disaster conspiracy? Are we being made to fear unnecessarily? Is someone controlling the weather now? Are they spraying for a specific reason in your beautiful blue skies, or they used to be. I can remember when they used to be beautiful blue. And now down here in the Southland and throughout the United States, and for that matter, this is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, to spray. Well, maybe it's a noble cause. Maybe it is a secret project to kill some kind of a space invasion virus that they know about and we don't. And to tell us, we would be afraid to breathe the air. Well, maybe, just maybe, that's what they want. For us to believe the conspiracies as they promote them in the Disinformation Control Act of a conspiracy. And we are not to fear it, saith Yahweh. Well, who are we going to fear? Are we going to fear man that can only kill the flesh body? Did you know that we're getting so immune to death? We see people maimed each day up on our news broadcasts, graphic descriptions of people being blown to bits and pieces by a people who love their country enough to go in front of tanks and planes and armored personnel carrier and inflict a bomb, a body bomb, and give their life in defense of their country where we have invaded for what? We have spent billions and billions of dollars because we were told that Saddam Hussein had a conspiracy and a nuclear arsenal buried somewhere in Iraq, and that we had to go and take away this great danger that was upon the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, we haven't found hardly even a rocket launcher, let alone a nuclear bomb or anything that even looks like it, and yet we are there. We were there for a reason, and we won't leave until that reason is over, or we are like we were done in Vietnam, where we supplied basically both sides of the war was fought with American technology and weapons. I have had Vietnam veteran after Vietnam veteran tell me that when they went into these areas and found the weapons cache that they did, that they were brand new, made in the U.S. of A. weapons that were supplied to the communist side, and then we took tail after 50,000 casualties plus, we left defeated, and now we call Vietnam, North Vietnam in particular, our friend. Ladies and gentlemen, is there a conspiracy for wars and rumors of wars and for killing and maiming and injuring just for the sake of fear? Now the great red dragon begins to raise its head in a nation of over 1 billion people that in 2030 will exceed the need for oil. This great red dragon in China will be the, if you will, the flesh and body legs of the great red dragon that is formulated to, if you will, enslave the whole earth. And these are waiting sacrifices. These are men that will be given an objective. When Red China gets strong enough, then the seed of Cain, if you look up the word Cain, it means an Oriental tribe. And these people are without conscience. Because when they are given the orders to march, You've read in the scriptures where I gave you on the Great Red Dragon series, where that the way of the East, the kings of the East, who's the kings of the East? It is the kings that will orchestrate a conspiratorial war, a planned conspiracy, if you will, to kill off one third of the population of the earth. Now, with 6 billion people, one third of those people, there will be a death of over 1 billion people plus. Not to mention all the casualties, the wounded, the halt, the blind, the maimed, that will come with the final planned conspiratorial war that was planned, as I said, by Albert Pike, prophesied to come. And Albert Pike was a Freemason. Not that all Freemasons are bad, but there is a super agenda above the 33rd degree. And I've talked about it before. And this is in the New World Order scheme of things, that there must be a reduction of the population in the last days for the elite, who have now given up all the treasures of the earth, all the gold, all the silver. And I've said, the prophecy says that the wicked have laid up, or they have stored up in their storehouses, all of the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the possession of the righteous. Do not dread, do not fear what is coming up on the earth. For there shall be wars and rumors of wars. There shall be earthquakes and famines in divers places, but don't worry. It's not the end, ladies and gentlemen. We are headed down a long stretch of time. And the warning that Pastor Buddy is giving you tonight is, have no fear. Do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed. Everything that they've done in a concealed manner, placing blame where it should not be, creating, if you will, a monster that doesn't exist, just to keep the poor, the fearful, and the superstitious, and those, as Lenin has said, those who are high on the opium of religion, saying that it is justified to kill for the sake of bringing a certain people into a prophetic light that they're misinterpreting. Ladies and gentlemen, focus, if you will, into the East, where this great red dragon will rear its ugly head. And in the next few years, you will know that there was a prophet among you that is telling you not to fear them, telling them that he that is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell is the one that you should fear, the one that you should acknowledge in all your ways is he that sits in the heavens and will laugh at the calamity of the wicked and mock when their fear comes. And it's coming for them, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the Bible said you shall reap what you sow. Did you know, for fear of the Jews, in John 20 and 19, when it was evening on that day, in other words, it was dark, that they had a secret meeting on the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, the Messiah came and stood in their midst and said to them, peace be unto you. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has now come again that we must meet in secret places for fear of the Jews. Why should we have fear of the Jews? They say that they are a non combative people. And yet, if you look at who owns the media, the newspapers, the porno shops, the jewelry stores, New York Post, New York Times, this and that. If you look at the ownership, it is the very people that claim to be Jews. They're not Jews, but they claim to be Jews. Remember, the Bible says in John, or in Revelation chapter 3, I know them that say they're Jews or not. These are the ones that have taken over and given an agenda to the people, and the Christian people are in support of this false doctrine, is to support the Zionist Jews for their cause. And their cause is that they should have a homeland in the Middle East. But did you know the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, that those who call themselves the real Jews, and that was the real Jews, along with the 10 tribes of Israel and Judah and Benjamin, the 12 tribes, that they would be removed from the land, never return. Read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Now, who is it that are claiming to be Jews that the Bible describes that are not Jews but are liars? These are the ones that have raised up through the secret societies. These are the ones that learned the Jewish religion in the 8th century, called Khazars, who have now adopted a Jewish Zionist agenda. Now, the true Jews do not worship, they will not acknowledge the doctrine of the Zionist Jews. Did you know that? That there's a great controversy between those that claim to be Jews and the actual Jews? There is a people that is actually Jewish from the tribe of Judah, dispersed along with the 10 tribes of the house of Israel, 721 BC and 586. Final dispersion, never to return, never to return. Remember, it was the good figs that was dispersed, and the evil figs went back to the land of Palestine. And there they were hard by the occupying forces to teach the people to fear a false god. And ladies and gentlemen, the conspiracy of Babylon, the New World Order, the regard to governments now teaching fear. Just about the time you get settled in, think there's going to be peace, and then something dramatic, something catastrophic, a catastrophe, if you will happen to throw you back into the spirit of fear. And by that, you would sign away your rights and go into controlled slavery, as the New World Order seeks for global equilibrium. Now, let me repeat that for you. People today, the poor, the ignorant, the fearful, the uninformed, those that don't know the plan of the Bible, are buying into global equilibrium. In other words, all things in common through organized communism of the great red dragon. Have you ever wondered why that the Soviet Russia has the red stars, that China has the red stars, and that the global elite are buying into, after they've got all the riches for you working in the pyramid of all things common to push them to the top? As the old saying goes, when you churn the milk, the cream comes to the top along with the butter. But the Bible said there's nothing that's hid that will not be revealed. All these conspiracies, all of these lies that we are buying into today and giving away our freedoms and liberties, buying into disaster control for global equilibrium. Buying into disaster control. What's going to happen next? Well, next we could have a nuclear suitcase bomb. Look for it, children. I lie not. Wars and rumors of wars, fear among the people, is brought about by intentionally indoctrinating the people that there is an enemy, an unseen, uncatchable, unconquerable almost at this point. But we're being reminded by our leaders, we will catch them. We will bring them to justice. We will, we will, we will. Who? Clyde on his camel. He's the enemy. He lives over in the desert. He is a very evil man. He's probably the Antichrist that the Christians buy into and fly our flags. Ladies and gentlemen, should we look inside our own gates for the enemy? Are they sitting in the chambers of the halls of justice when there is no justice? Have they ruled as the Pharisee Jews ruled over the people who would not even speak openly of a Messiah creator? And now we've got Christians, for fear of offending someone, we can't even speak the name of a risen Savior openly for fear. And we're right back where we started from, ladies and gentlemen. And the Messiah warned us in Matthew chapter 24. Listen as I read verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. Now, what's deception? Conspiratorial deception hatched up in the think tanks of those who serve the government and those who are parasites living within the system. Look in your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's amazing that you don't see any sparkling blue eyes anymore in your government, that their eyes are dull and lifeless. They look like reptilian snakes, and I hate to say this, but it's true anyway. And I don't fear those who can kill the body, but I fear him who could destroy my soul if I failed to declare the whole counsel of Yahweh. And so then truth is evident that it will be revealed, because there will be prophets and witnesses raised up in the last days with signs following them. And the Bible said he will give them power over all of the serpents. I'm not talking those that crawl on the ground, but those serpents that rule in the houses of the New World Order. For many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Remember, I told you so. For nation shall rise against nation. We're having that today. Kingdom against kingdom. We're a divided kingdom right now, but we're going to go to a new world order when peace will reign. Remember, they fear peace unless they're in order. They have to be in order or ruling before they can bring about peace. And when they do, and they will, bring in a new world order of peace. After the submission of all the peoples of earth who will gladly sign away their rights for the right to be protected by those who are in disaster control and global equilibrium, there shall be famine. I look within the next 10 years that possibly close to 1 billion people will die of famine. Pestilence. Ladies and gentlemen, the global bugs and parasites that are eating away at the fabric of society is not in the insect variety, but they are two-legged snakes that walk upon the earth and call themselves the children of God. Earthquakes will be in diverse places, and all these are nothing but the beginning of sorrows. Well, I see my time, ladies and gentlemen, is coming down, and I have enjoyed being with you tonight. Part 3 of The Great Red Dragon. Part 4 coming up. We're going to conclude it, and we're going to really get it down where the rubber meets the road. Don't miss Part 4 coming up next Sunday night on The Mighty Voice Around the World on the Cadillac of Shortwave, WWCR. Now, if you'd like to write Pastor Buddy tonight, you can do so. Simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight. And by the way, this is the 10th day of July, where we're now getting a storm coming up through Florida, the panhandle, and up through Alabama. More disaster coming in to our nation. Wars, rumors of war, pestilence, famine, waves of the sea roaring, earthquakes, and fear among all the people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in that time. Write for information regarding what Pastor Buddy has talked about. If you'd like to have the 4-part series of the rise of the 10-nation Great Red Dragon, then write Pastor Buddy tonight. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Now I need your help. Write and send your love offering to Pastor Buddy, and we will put your dollars to work for more time in more places to get the information about the Great Red Dragon and to overcome the fear of the Jews. Ladies and gentlemen, not the true Jews. True Jews would not inflict fear upon you. They're not part of the conspiracy. But there is a people that call themselves Jews who are not, but are liars, and they sit in the seats of the synagogues of the capitals of the world. They are snakes, their seed of Cain, and their evil. And their mouth is full of venom. They speak with a crooked tongue. Dr. Gary, if you'd like to offer support to the Shepherd's Call, Dr. Gary can be reached at a toll-free number, 9-5, at 1-877-289-7439. That's Dr. Gary now. We need your help. Send us your love offerings. And if you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Now, we got to get off here tonight. No time clock has said we've got to get out of here. So we'll see you on down the road in time. Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah.
The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the corn. It's hard for me to kick against the pricks. Shalom again, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. and at his feet they'll catch the golden crown. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust.